This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Philly Fed has just surveyed factories in its region and found activity has dried up much more this month than even during the 2008 financial crisis. It did find more optimism about future hiring and shipments. Where is all this going? Let's consult the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, Patrick Harker. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, David.
So your team's been checking in with manufacturers in eastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, parts of Delaware. What do I make of -56.6 on that scale? What does that tell you?
So there's two parts to that measurement. One is you saw that precipitous drop in current activity. That is a reflection of the shutdown, pure and simple. I mean, manufacturers have had to shut down in a state like Pennsylvania. Unless you are a life-sustaining business, you can't be in business right now. Now, the other part of that survey, though, the future activity index, showed more optimism. I mean, while this is a bad situation, a horrible situation, our hearts go out to all the people who are suffering through this, for sure, there is still optimism that we will get out of this sooner rather than later.
Be nice. What's your feeling about a rebound? I mean, we're going to be knocking along the bottom until we get a vaccine. That could be a year if we're lucky.
Yeah, we're going to hit a bottom, and we'll probably stay there for a little while. So I'm not in the camp of thinking this is a V. On the other hand, I do think if we reopen the economy carefully, and I emphasize carefully, that is by geography, by sector of the economy, where we can assure the safety of the workers and of the consumers, I think we can start to climb out of this. Now, there are some areas, some sectors that will take some time. Mass gatherings are going to take a long time before we're doing those again. But I think a combination of being prudent, being careful, and having technology, medical technology, come to bear to help us get the economy back up and running. I think that is quite possible in the relatively short term. But again, it will be not just flipping a light switch, as people have said. It's going to take some time.
Mm. Now, your team has confirmed something that we've been seeing certainly on the ground here, which is that lower wage workers have been especially vulnerable to this sudden collapse of parts of the economy.
Yes. So we've launched something a while ago called the Economic Growth and Mobility Project. As part of that right now, there's a three-part series, one per week, that we're putting out. The first one you just mentioned, what's the impact on workers? The next one will be what's the impact on small businesses, particularly micro businesses? And then third is what's the impact on neighborhoods? And so what you see is the impact we're having on low-income individuals and communities. They're the retail clerks. They're the people working in restaurants. And since they're shut down, those folks don't have a job unless those businesses were able to get access to the payroll protection program.
Now, you're part of the larger Federal Reserve System. The Fed has made a lot of credit available, ultimately, for small to medium-sized businesses to borrow. Is that working? Does our central banking system need to do more? What do you think?
So again, these programs were put in place by the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System in concert with the Treasury Secretary and with the backing of the appropriation from Congress and the administration. So it's really a team effort to put these things in place. It's not just the Fed. In terms of the small business funding, a little early to tell, but clearly the demand is there. We have used up the initial tranche of funding from Congress through the PPP, the Payroll Protection Program. And so I think there's more that can be done there, but there's clearly a need for this in the economy right now.
And the Fed is trying to be sure that the banks that would lend have the reserves on hand to do so.
Correct. I mean, we have done a variety of things, both in terms of adding liquidity to the markets. I'm very proud of the response that the Fed has taken, in that we learned our lesson to act from the financial crisis. And this is much deeper than the financial crisis in terms of its impact on the American society. We learned to act quickly and act comprehensively to build programs that create liquidity across the spectrum. Now, those won't last forever. They're emergency facilities that will unwind when appropriate. But right now, we needed to flood the market with liquidity. We've done that. And we've also worked with banks, particularly community banks, but banks generally, on the supervisory side of the house, to help them work through this as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a special challenge for the banks of almost any size because you're trying to figure out which of the businesses were doing well before the coronavirus mess. And so therefore, you would assume would be slightly better risks than perhaps others. And you have to sort them out and be sure that the bank itself is not taking too much risk.
Right. But the banks have some stake in this, right? They have some skin in the game and they are best able to judge whether that business is viable or not, because they do business with them each and every day.
That has been one of the challenges, though, that as people tried to apply for those SBA loans, businesses that had an ongoing relationship with a larger bank, there was a glide path to getting maybe some of those loans. Others were starting at square one, and this can lead to divisions.
Yes, and it's a real concern of mine and really of the team in Philadelphia is making sure that those small businesses get access to what they need to maintain themselves. I mean, you start with the macro picture. We need to keep intact, to the extent we can, the economic infrastructure of this country. And a lot of that economic infrastructure are these small businesses, including the micro businesses. And in some cases, these are businesses, sole proprietors, a couple of people. They may not have a business checking account. They may just run it out of their personal checking account. So we're now trying to think of ways we can help those businesses as well. We don't have final answers on that, but it is something on our agenda.
Pat Harker is President and Chief Executive Officer of the Federal Reserve of Philadelphia. Mr. Harker, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, David. Be safe.